Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. Triple M rocks finals footy in 1 hour. This is NRL Primetime. For CC's, the irresistibly tasty corn chip you can't say no to. 1, 2, 3,
another week done and dusted. The weekend is here for McDonald's. This is Triple M Footy.
And welcome back to it, Anthony Maroon. So to Ryan Girdler-Mark, guy who called us tonight, Rabbitohs Roosters, down on the sideline for celebrations. Let's go back to Brent Reed. He's got a very special guest again.
Yeah, Trent Robinson. We've been waiting for this time all year, finals time. You excited?
Yeah, I am excited. It's good to be out on the SCG with local rivals and a lot of people to turn up. So, yeah, it's good to get into finals footy.
I'll go straight up to you, boys. Only got 2 minutes.
Robbo, yeah. Amazing year from you guys yet again. I want to give two blokes tonight a special mention. Brett Morris playing his 250th game and young Sam Verrills. Been a fantastic find for you guys.
Yeah, Mark, yeah, that's, Brett Morris, 250 games. We thought he was going to play it last week, so we got to watch some highlights, and there was some highlights in those 250 games. Mm. Beautiful player and a really good man. And then Sam Verrills, we thought we might have to look for a hooker this year. We lost one before the season started, and then Friendy hasn't played, and we thought, hang on, that this kid's maybe got something, but he might be a year too early, and that hasn't been the case. He's been exceptional for us. Good service and good creativity at the same time.
Yeah, Robbo, what's been the main message to the boys this week?
Yeah, look, a few things. You've got to set up your game in finals footy. You don't invent anything new, but you've got to execute well and play those in-between moments. The bits where sort of the players rise, you can do all your structures like you want, but it's those little opportunities where the better players will sniff them out. So we've really exercised that this week, played lots of games and looking for our opportunities as well.
Big crowd here tonight. Mitchell versus Roberts. Should be mouth-watering.
Yeah, I've been enjoying watching Mitchell and Manu go against each other all this week. They asked for it. We've done a lot of it this week, and now it's to put it on the opposition. So it's should be a mouth-watering clash there.
Good luck, mate.
Yeah, good on you, Robert. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck, buddy.
Trent Robinson joining us. Thanks to Celebrations, helping you celebrate. That's the coach of the Sydney Roosters, and what a career he's had.
Can you believe it's 80 years since these two foundation clubs, which are probably the two most popular in Sydney at least,
yep,
have played a semi-final here at the SCG. I find that staggering.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, they have had some really corkers of games in the last couple of years, but 80 years, I know, MG, since they've met here in a semi-final. So they come together tonight, and it's going to be a massive crowd. The rain, I thought we might get some rain, but it looks like it's held off, and all roads lead to the SCG.
Is that where you wet your finger and put it outside before?
I've got what I do is I bring
his rain gauge.
My rain gauge.
Yeah, usually it's his
tongue.
You're more like a rain man.
It's funny, isn't it, boys? I mean, we talk about all these great rivalries in our game, and, you know, probably more of late it's been, you know, the Broncos and the Cowboys. But it's when sides traditionally are doing well that these rivalries, and you'll know, because you're obviously a big South man, they mean so much more, don't they? And when you get them into situations like this, we saw the first game of the year, there was so much talk around that of the Roosters, the reigning premiers coming off, and the Rabbitohs got their cash, and no one really expected that. And then the last round of the competition, the Rabbitohs again. So it's been bubbling along just nicely, hasn't it? Now both of these sides, they come into tonight, obviously without Sam Burgess, which is such a shame. But both at the top of their game, both in really good form, and, well, what a mouth-watering
it's amazing
proposal it's going to be.
And you talk about that rivalry, because I live in the area too. Where I live, there's, like, you're either a Rabbitohs supporter or a Roosters. Probably Rabbitohs.
You've got a tattoo on your right arm.
I do, yeah. I've had that for quite a while now. But this rivalry between these two clubs, just from my opinion, MG, it's doubled and doubled again in the last decade. It's just gone to new heights.
I think, as Gerd's made a very good point, it's when both clubs are travelling well. If South were coming, you know, second last, this wouldn't be, you know, obviously there's no rivalry when one team's coming. Mm. But these teams have both been juggernauts since Sam Burgess come over from England, and, you know, he brought his brothers, and all of a sudden Reynolds is there and Walker's there, and the Roosters, they've been fantastic for a long time. But the fact that they're both juggernauts of the competition makes it even more mouthwatering because there's so much at stake. It's not just a win against the lowly bottom team. This is a prelim. This is to get to a prelim final. This is it. This is the big. Yeah, well, this is where you train.
80 minutes away from a game to potentially get in the grand final.
Bloody oath!
I mean, it's sheep stations tonight.
Yep. Roosters are 1-17, boys. That for Mongrel Boots. Roosters are 1-17. We don't have official confirmation of the South side yet. But what about some of these matchups tonight? Obviously, Luke Keary has won a premiership with both these clubs. What a player! And he goes up against Cody Walker tonight. Big game player. Maybe Luke Keary obviously has more experience at that level.
Yeah, but don't forget Cody was part of that Origin lineup for game one. He'll take a lot of experience out of that game. And I think they both offer similar things to their respective teams. You've got, you know, the organiser, you know, in Cronk for the Roosters and in Walker for the Rabbits. And I think what those two 5-8s add is the unpredictability of the side, the instinctive nature of what both these sides can bring. They'll both pop up on both sides of the field. They've both got a really good kicking game when it's needed, but I think they're both mainly out there to create and deliver opportunities that have been created by their teams, whether it's a quick play of the ball, whether it's been a good setup play by their team. They're the guys that will be looking for the ball on the back of momentum to create and convert their chances.
But Luke Keary is the player that was missing last week.
Of course it was, and that for mine is why they got beat. They just couldn't put that. Look, at halftime, I think the Roosters came out a little bit cocky, to be honest, and Rabbitohs sniffed that. And in the first couple of sets after halftime, the Rabbitohs signalled their intentions pretty quickly. And all of a sudden, the Rabbitohs are in front. Luke Keary's composure and the way he sets up his outside backs was missing. And tonight he's back, and I think that's the reason I'm leaning towards the Roosters.
All right. The other big matchup here tonight, I tell you who's got to have a great game. Latrell will bounce back, Latrell Mitchell.
He never plays two bad games in a row.
No. But Jimmy the Jet, James Roberts, has got to turn it on out here tonight, Gerds.
Yeah, well, he really does because I think, you know, the Roosters, when you go through their backs from 1-7, I think they hold a fair advantage in the personnel that they're going to field tonight. They're pretty much at full strength now with Brett back into the side. Look, the Rabbits for mine, there's a few question marks over some of their outside backs. Obviously, Dane Gagai is not going to be there today. Corey Allen comes in and Johnston comes in. And for mine, those guys bringing the ball out of their own end, they can struggle at times. And I think that plays into the Roosters' hands when they've got big bodies like Morris and like Tupou and Mitchell and Manu getting the ball from dummy half and making those easy yards setting up for their forwards. So they need a guy like James Roberts to create something out of nothing. And we saw this, and I think it was the game last year where the Roosters played the Broncos up there at Suncorp. And it was all, I think, Latrell Mitchell in the first half. He put an absolute clinic on. And then Roberts came out, I think, in the second half and turn the tables. It was an epic encounter from two of the best centres on their day in our game. And yeah, the Rabbits are really going to need James tonight if they're going to win.
Now, the two players though, MG, that I know you what a rap you are on young Murray, but then the other side of the coin here, the 13 for the Roosters, I love this kid too, Victor Radley. He'll tackle a truck.
Two of my favourite players because they give you everything they've got and then some. And we were having a coffee before we come up to the box today, and we're discussing Victor Radley and the fact that it's probably been unfair on him this year that he hasn't quite reached the heights of last year because he's been thrust into the dummy half role because Jake Friend's been out for so much. And now that Verrills, as we just mentioned to Robbo, has filled that void beautifully, it allows Victor Radley to go back to his preferred position of lock forward. And I think tonight we'll see the best of Victor Radley. I really do. I think tonight's his night. As Danny DeVito would say to Arnold Schwarzenegger, tonight is your night, bro.
Tonight is your night, bro. Tonight is your night, bro. What about you, mate?
Yeah, look, I think exactly what MG said there. You know, I think Victor's got a lot more to his game. He's a great first receiver. I think we'll see him offer another dimension to the Roosters' attack tonight where, you know, he can take the ball into the line, but he can pass out the back as well. His pass selection's always pretty good, and he's got a couple of games in the middle now under his belt. So his combinations should be good with Cronk and Keary, because they're the guys he needs to work with, and Tedesco, and he's ferocious defensively, and I couldn't agree with MG more. Everything that South do come off the back of Cameron Murray and his quick play the balls. That's when it triggers Cook's opportunities from dummy half, and also, you know, any of their big set pieces, they try and get Cam in there to get a quick play of the ball, get between a couple of defenders, and get them some momentum through the middle of the field. So, yeah, they're wonderful players. Cam's, I think, probably gone a little bit ahead in the sort of one-on-one battle so far this year based on the opportunity that he's had. But, yeah, I'm expecting a big final series from Victor.
All right, Dean Britt drops out of the Rabbitohs side. Here it is for Mungle Boots. Dean Britt is out. George Burgess comes in. No surprise there. He'll start. Ooh. Number 8, Tevita Totola, moves to the bench. So the Roosters, as per program, 1-17, as we used to say in the old days, as per program. Mm. Rabbitohs, Totola to the bench. George Burgess to start. Dean Britt drops out. They're the lineups, thanks to Mungrel Boots. And the crowd really starting to build now. It's a beautiful looking surface too here at the SCG.
It's in great nick, Marie. Yeah. Great nick. In a fast track, and yeah, rain stayed away. So it's going to be perfect conditions.
I just wonder, as we get closer to the kickoff, which is, you know, about 50 minutes away, if that the dew doesn't set in a bit. It is a bit cool here tonight. It's only, you know, 15 degrees. I think it's going to, maybe later on we'll get a...
Are you sensing some condensation?
I am, and maybe a little bit of a slippery surface unless they wear their long sprigs, okay. Especially the outside men. I don't want to see them slipping and sliding.
Slipping, yeah. And dropping the ball. I like to see the jet just cut through and run about 90 metres. Should be a wonderful game here today. We'll get your boys' tips on who you think will win and why. And we're going to speak to the boss of the NRL, Mr. Todd Greenberg, very shortly as well. Just while we've got a minute, though, guys, what about Hudson Young and the 8-week suspension? Do you think it was too long? Do you think he was harshly done by? Or do you think he should have been... Once I heard that they had him as guilty, Gerds, I thought, yeah, he might get 12 weeks, maybe 14 weeks.
Yeah, look, it was an unsavoury incident, wasn't it? But I kind of have to agree with Ricky to the point where there was a lot of hysteria around it. I think it was a little bit overboard when you had a look at the incident. And, yeah, obviously, he hasn't got a good record. He recently did 5 weeks. But, look, when you compare it to what George Burgess, who'll make his return tonight after 8 or 9 weeks, I mean, he went knuckle deep with Robbie Farah. Mm. I mean, yeah, like, you can't compare those two incidents. So no. The fact that he's got 8 weeks, it must have a lot to do with the fact that, you know, mate, you didn't cop the tip with 5 weeks, yeah, so we're going to give you 8 weeks, because for the incident alone, yeah, I just thought it was a little bit over the top the way everyone seemed to want to have a say about it, and some of the boys went really hard, and I can understand their frustration, but I have to say, after sort of reflecting on the incident, I have to agree with Ricky. I think there was way too much chat about it.
I must confess, when I first saw it, I was with everyone. I was with the chorus. I'm thinking, what are you doing? What have you done? Then I heard the explanation from Hudson Young. Then I heard Ricky Stewart. Then I heard that young Pompey, the bloke who allegedly was on the receiving end of the IGA, saying that he didn't feel anything. Well, there's your victim statement. So if someone says to me that I didn't feel a thing, and then he went to the judiciary, young Pompey, and done everything he could to try and get the Hudson Young off until the prosecution said, do you abide by what goes on the field stays on the field? And he said yes.
Yeah.
So that was kind of, that was a smoking gun.
Yeah.
So I think, I really truly believe the judiciary don't think he eye gouged. I agree with Gerds. I think he got 8 weeks for basically doing it once and then trying to do something similar again. I don't think he eye gouged at all Pompey, but I think he face raked him. Mate, yep. keep your hands away from people's eyes and you won't get into trouble.
All right, well, that's rubbed him out for the rest of this season.
I think also we see everything in slow yeah, motion, where, you know, the vision's there and you see the finger and it catches that eye just for that, yeah, millisecond, and then it goes off. But in real time, it's just a little bit of a rub through the face, and, yeah, we need to get it out of the game. Obviously, it's not a good look. But
I guess were eradicated from our game 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Why all of a sudden they're back?
Yeah, I've got my theory on why they're back.
Why is that?
Well, because...
Not a punch anymore.
No, but a certain Cowboys player,
but would he do that if you were allowed to punch someone in the face?
Well, I mean, you know better than me than me, but I think nothing sends out... You talk about mums worrying about their young blokes playing rugby league. Well, I tell you what, nothing could turn me off rugby league, but seeing a bloke attack another bloke's eye, that has got to stop. I mean, that's going to turn kids off, mothers off.
I think it will, Tone.
Yeah, that's
will.
Got to stop with some big suspensions.
Yeah.
Mark Geyer, Ryan Girdler and Maroon, where are we? We're live at the SCG, the Sydney Cricket Ground. The first finals game that's been played here since 1987 when Manly beat the Raiders in the grand final. But we're back here tonight. I'm going to call this one for you. It's only about half an hour away as Triple M rocks the finals.
For Ream Hot Water. Triple M Footy. This is NRL Primetime. The CCs, the irresistibly tasty corn chip you can't say no to. Triple M Footy for Ream Hot Water.
Triple M rocks the footy. We are live at this NRL final between the Rabbitohs and the Roosters at the SCG. Girds and so to MG Maroon. Let's go down to the sideline with Brent Reed, who has a very special guest.
Yeah, Todd Greenberg. Very nostalgic start to the final series tonight, obviously, at the SCG. Big crowd. It's going to be a great start.
Yeah, it's 80 years since these two foundation clubs have played a final here at the SCG, so we're expecting a big crowd, 30-plus, and it's the start of what will be an epic weekend of finals.
It sounds like it's going to be a big weekend. All the games are selling pretty well. You're pretty excited?
Yeah, really excited. I mean, I'm really pleased Bankwest on Sunday sold out so quickly. I think that says everything about why we push so hard for new stadiums. There's some great games coming. I mean, again, tomorrow night, I'll be heading to Melbourne tomorrow. That will be quite phenomenal. And, you know, hopefully there'll be a few upsets, and it's hard to pick a winner.
Up to you, boys.
Yeah, Todd, Ron Girdler, mate. Just on some of the other things that's happened over the last month or so with the administration, we see Peter Volandi coming in at the end of the season, mate. Exciting times for the game.
Really good, yeah. And I've been really happy with how we've been able to transition that. You know, Peter Beattie's done a great job as chair over a relatively short period of time, but to attract someone of Peter Volandi's calibre to the game, particularly leadership of the game, is a really great step forward. So all of us around the executive table are very much looking forward to working with him.
Tony, this year's gone so quick. All of a sudden, we were in our first week of semi-finals. It feels like yesterday we're in the trial games. This off-season, when all the CEOs and the coaches and meet together, is there anything as far as rules go that they'll be discussing in particular?
Yeah, there will, MG. There's a number of things we want to have a look at through the competition committee. Some of the innovations, you know, we've already talked a bit about interchange, but there are some specific things that they'll look at. But I think, to be fair, some of the tweaks we've made over the last couple of years have really proved to worthwhile this year. You know, the numbers and the stats tell us that story, and whilst we want to tinker with it, we want to be careful not to create just change for change's sake. But I'm very, very pleased with some of the changes we've made, and the game this year is, you know, a great representation of that.
One of the great innovations has been the women's competition, which kicks off tomorrow as well. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, and we're really looking forward to the second time around. You know, the girls will be better prepared than they were for year one. A couple of double headers this first weekend. And, you know, clearly we've got ambitions to grow that in the years ahead, but we want to make sure we do it properly. We want to make sure we take a long-term view, which is why we're going a little slower than most people would like us to.
Todd, question out of left field here. We talk about being at the SCG tonight, which is awesome, but what is actually going on next door? Are we any further down the track with the new stadium?
Yeah, absolutely. No, we're right on target with our partners at New South Wales Government. So the demolition should finish by the end of September, and then it's up to New South Wales Government to award a new licence. Or a new building contract, if you like. Lendlease were the original bidders, but now they're looking to find a new contractor. My understanding is that decision will be made in October, and then it's business as usual, and we'll open the season there with a brand new stadium at the start of the 2022 season. So that'll be our second stadium in Sydney online, and then next year to open the season, we'll be opening a new one in Townsville. So the Cowboys' new stadium will be ready and open for round one of next year's premiership.
There's been a lot of exciting things put on the table so far this year, Todd. Obviously, with the talk of expansion, we've got Peter Volandi coming in. Is that going to be one of the first things that he goes over? And what are, you know, knowing Peter quite well as you do, what are his thoughts on expansion?
Oh, look, I think Peter's an innovator, and he's certainly proved that in the racing industry. So I know he'll be very interested in what the report tells us, both on the footprint but also on the structure of the competition. So, you know, he's a pragmatic thinker, Peter, but he's also looking for a big picture view as well. So, again, that's the sort of work that we need to finish before the end of the season.
And just before we let you go, mate, we know you're a busy man and a lot of interviews tonight. Everyone wants Todd Greenberg. You're a wanted man.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that, MG. There's a few people that wouldn't want my telephone over the weekend, I think.
Bankwest has been one of the real standouts as far as spectacular this year for the NRL. I cannot wait for the 9s, 18th and 19th of October. How's ticket sales going for that?
Yeah, really strong. And as you'd imagine, some of our Pacific nations who are playing in that will be electric as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're really looking forward to bringing a different concept to the game and for our fans, particularly in Western Sydney. So first time ever this has been done, and we're holding the responsibility to bring it to fruition. So it's a great way, really, to launch the start of a small international window as well.
Fantastic, mate.
Hey, Toddy, we all spoke about our fond memories here at the SCG. You ever scored any runs out here, mate? Ever had a century out in the middle here?
I have played here a few times, but I got to tell you, boys, it was pretty ugly, and I squirted a few through a gully. That was about the best I could offer.
Jack Leach.
It was always a joy to play here, that's for sure.
Righto, mate. We'll let you go, Toddy. Enjoy
mate.
The night.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for talking to us, guys.
There we go. He squirted a few through gully. Right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
not code for something, boys.
Yeah.
Sydney Cricket Ground is the venue tonight. It's Roosters, Rabbitohs, and lots of tweets and emails at @MMNRL. People listening all around.
That's the... cricket speak, Maroon. You love cricket, don't you?
Oh, I love a good squirt around the gully.
Do you?
Oh, whenever I
silly
get
mid on, silly mid off.
All that.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Mm. And to good day to everybody up and down the East Coast listening on the Triple M Network. Lots and lots of people telling us they're listening in caravan parks to the Triple M Network. Or miners, we've had miners, truck drivers calling in saying they're listening as well as cleaners.
Miners or like people under 18 or miners?
Well, I assume they were miners, like mining for mining. Okay. I don't. Yeah, maybe they are people under 18.
Maybe. Well, you kids. Better just pull up on the language.
Yeah,
then.
I better. You kids, right, do what your parents tell you. If it's those kind of miners, do as your parents tell you. And if it's the other kind of miners, you do as your parents tell you as well. Righto, boys, on the back of what Todd Greenberg said, everything seems to be in order. He's going to have a busy weekend. He's flying off down to Melbourne for that Raiders Melbourne game. You're going down. You can't go tomorrow, and you and I are doing the Manly Cronulla game.
There we are
on the Triple M NRL app.
Happy Coruscant.
Because the Giants are playing tomorrow night as well against the Brisbane side.
Yeah. So if you want to listen to the Manly Sharkies game, download the app, which is free on your smartphone, and not only can you listen to us tomorrow night, but I think Spud's joining us, Rudy's joining us, and a lot of catch-up podcasts on the app as well that you could enjoy as well.
Well, Spud's just texted me and said he's bringing us up some food.
Oh, tomorrow night?
Yes, and he's bringing up some cheer girls from the Manly Cheer Girls to say g'day as well.
Oh, that'll make you a nightmare.
Well, that's lovely. I love the cheer girls.
His wife, Monique, is the boss.
I know she is, and that's why I've put out the thing now. If in 2020, if you don't have cheer girls, you get fined. How do you like that? Now we're not even allowed to like cheer girls. Well, I say if you don't have cheer girls, you get fined. That's what I say. Let's talk a bit of footy, boys. Players to watch in the finals matchups. We've probably done this game. What about into this Raiders Melbourne game? Can I start there? I know you boys both love some of these Raiders players. Sean's Nickel Klokstad, Joey Leilua, if he has a good game, Jack Whiten.
Well, you asked me my player to watch in the finals, and I said Jack White.
Yep.
So obviously that's going to carry over into tomorrow night's contest. And I like the Raiders down there. I think they're a good chance. They won down there a couple of weeks ago, and they did that. They did that with 12 men for about a 20 minute period. So it was an outstanding performance. I think they're 18-0 down as well. So look, Melbourne Storm licked their wounds better than any other team in the competition, and it's not often. I think we saw with Manly last week. You know, Melbourne beat Melbourne a couple of weeks ago down there as well, and then Melbourne came up to Brookvale or Lotto Land and wiped the floor with Manly. So always hard to do a job on the Melbourne Storm, especially down there. But I just think that they've got some deficiencies out wide, some of their defence. I think Matt Pappenhausen, I know MG likes him to have a great final series, but still only a couple of games into his NRL career. Same as with young Olam on the other in the centres out there, and they've just pushed Shoes into halfback, and I mean he's a fantastic player, but hasn't played a lot in the halves this year. So I just think there's an opportunity for the Raiders to go down there, put a lot of pressure on Melbourne, and come away with a little win.
Players to watch, MG.
Oh man, where do you start? The fact that these two played 3 weeks ago, as Gerz mentioned, and Melbourne did get beaten get run down after leading by 18 points, their biggest deficit ever. They led by, then got beaten by. Makes me think that once bitten, twice shy from Melbourne. I don't think they'll let it happen again. But saying that, this Raiders side this year has just been probably my favourite team to watch week to week. Bateman, Tarpany. Tarpany's one of the most improved players in the competition. He's big, he's strong, he's skillful. He's got aggro, he's got a bit of mongrel in him. I love that about this pack. Probably the toughest pack in the competition. When you look at them on paper, Papali, Hodgson, Soliola, Bateman, Whitehead and Tarpany. I don't want to mess with that pack.
No, that Papali's been in good form.
And they play footy, MG.
They play footy.
These English guys have come out here and they just go out there and they play what they see.
Offload.
And they happen to offload. And, yeah, they play footy and I think they could trouble the Storm.
I think we've loved them because they're not structured. And I think what basically what Bellamy's done by leaving young Brodie Croft out and putting Jerome Hughes at halfback. I don't necessarily believe that Hughes is the best option for halfback, but he's following the old Jack Gibson mantra of just get your best 13 and find a spot for him.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's done with Jerome Hughes, and because he thinks I think that he realised that Pappenhausen has to be in the top 13 side, and he's done that with him. He's found a spot for him more so.
Okay, footy and CCs. Well, you just can't say no to footy and CCs. Gerds, through the week, MG and I spoke about this, which we haven't had a chance to speak to you about. We talk about players to watch in this Manly side, and they are in such dire straits with injuries at the moment. They've brought back Tony Williams, who hasn't played in the NRL for 18 months.
Yeah.
And my question is, can you have 18 months out of the NRL and come back in a finals game against the Sharks?
Oh, look, and have an impact. I don't think so. I saw some of his clips on Fox the other day, so he's looking quite fit, and apparently his form in the Canterbury Cup has been pretty consistent, and he's a very talented player, and he's got a fair bit of experience. I think he might have played for Australia. He's obviously played a couple of Origin games and been in some successful Manly sides. But yeah, given the fact that he's come back in on the back of the injuries, if Manly were bringing him back in because his form warranted in some of the lower grades, and he was just a bit of a surprise packet, and they still had the Tapaus and the Thompsons and the Turbos, and they bring him back in the Sirenans, you would go, wow, that's a heads up play there by Desi. But the fact that he's been brought in, and you've got guys that are starting the game, there aren't Kepi, who's in his second first grade game, you've got Gajewski and Waddell, and these guys are taking the positions of the back row for Manly that have been so consistent all year, that play big minutes, and these guys aren't used to playing those sorts of roles or coming on for longer than their 20 or 30 minutes a game. They're going to be asked to do so much more in a semi-final like environment. Gee, it's a lot to ask.
They've Tapau, Thompson, Morgan Boyle, who's been good this year, Tom Turbo, Curtis Sirenan, and even Big Pasico. Everything points towards the Sharks win.
Yeah.
Everything. Except for the one X factor the Manly have, besides that Lotto Land, is the coach.
Yep.
And I know that these guys who are running out tomorrow night at Lotto Land, the 17 who they've come up with, they've even got a young bloke called Huamol Okolowado, who is a beast of a man. I've been watching him play Blacktown Workers. He makes his debut tomorrow night. Lloyd Perrott's played one game this year. Young Sipley. It's kind of Sean Kepi, who's a Parramatta Juniors, made his debut last week. It's a ragtag team.
Yeah.
And only someone like Des Hasler, he's the only one I reckon in the whole competition who could get these guys firing tomorrow night against the team who made a statement against the Tigers the week before. And they'll be going with a lot of confidence, the Sharkies. They'll be thinking, okay, you can't help but do it, Gerds. When you're playing against a depleted team, you can't help think that you're going to win the game easily.
And I think that can play to some degree to Manly's favour, MG, because in round 10, Manly went down to Shark Park, or I don't know what they call it, PointsBet Stadium, and with a side not dissimilar to the one that they have now. They had a fair few players on the sideline. They won 24-14. And the Sharks were good things that day. Everyone expected them to win. And I think what could happen, we saw it last week over there at Bank West, where no one really gave Manly a chance. They had a lot of injuries throughout that game that got them in a pretty vulnerable position. But Parramatta couldn't put them away until later on in the game. Manly have the ability to hang in there, hang in there, hang in there. Now, if they can do that at home with the crowd support on Saturday night, and the Sharks then starting, with that weight of expectation to doubt themselves, saying, when are we going to put these guys away? And Des can get the boys to hang in there. Maybe they can cause a massive upset, but, gee, it's hard to see.
Well, you think now with the injuries to Manly and the fact that Cronulla should beat Manly tomorrow night, of the four sides outside of the eight, they're probably the side, the Sharkies, that can push on and maybe win another game after.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. With the pedigree of forwards they've got, Origin Woods, young Brayley's Australian schoolboy, Origin, Nakora, who's close to the rookie of the year, played for the Kiwis, Wade Graham and Paul Gallen speak for themselves, and I think their strength's on the bench with Capewell Williams, Fifita, and Hamlin Iwali, who's one of the most improved forwards in the competition. It's all against, as I said, it's all against Manly. Hard to see anything but a Sharks victory, but we're at Lotto Land, and Des Hasler's coach at Manly.
Okay, it's Triple M NRL Finals time. We're rocking the NRL Finals. This first game tonight at the SCG, it's Rabbitohs and it's Roosters. Footy and CCs, you just can't say no. Now, an international rugby league test match is by far the greatest of for any player and for the fans. Wynn Stadium will play host to an international blockbuster between the Kangaroos and the New Zealand Kiwis Friday, October 25. Witness the full spectacle of international footy with the night kicking off an epic clash between the junior Kangaroos taking on France. Then the Gillaroos battle against the fierce New Zealand Ferns. So it's going to be huge. If you want to get the family along to Wynn Stadium Wollongong, Wollongong's such a beautiful place and Wynn Stadium is awesome. So tickets start from only $20 for adults and just $55 for families. Why don't you go and have a look at a game like that at Wynn Stadium Wollongong? So we've got MG, we've got Gerds, we've got Maroon, we've got the great Brent Reed on the sideline, and we're only about 20 minutes away from kickoff between the Roosters and the Rabbitohs. We'll find out what Wayne Bennett has to say next as Triple M rocks the finals.
For McDonald's, this is Triple M Footy.
Triple M rocks finals footy in 30 minutes. This is NRL Primetime. For CC's, the irresistibly tasty corn chip you can't say no to.
For McDonald's, Triple M Footy.
Yeah, it's almost kickoff time here. The teams are out on the paddock warming up. The Rabbitohs and the Roosters. A crowd starting to build at the SCG. First finals game here since 1987. Rabbitohs, Roosters, Channel 9, courtesy of Channel 9. Here is what Wayne Bennett had to say about tonight's game.
Wayne, your 66th final tonight. Have they changed over the time?
No, not very much. Still be won by the team that probably executes the better.
Yeah. Your last one here was in 1987. You were the assistant coach of the Canberra Raiders. Do you remember much of that game?
Yeah, well, I remember a fair bit of it, actually. It was my first year in Sydney, and I worked with Don Fern, and it was great to work with. He was very good to me, and, yeah, it's a pretty special occasion. It was the Raiders' first time in the grand final, so but lots of fond memories. I remember sitting up just where I'm standing here tonight above there and watching the game from there, and I got cheesed off when I was on the sideline then. But
someone you're working with at the moment, Russell Crowe, he was at training during the week. Do you let him address the players?
Oh, no, he didn't. Yeah, but he didn't address them about anything football. There's just a couple of things you want to tell them, and he's told them he's proud of them and what they've achieved this year and that. And
you like your chances tonight?
Yeah, they're not going to be easy to get the job done, but at the same time, we know that. And we played some good footy this season. We've deserved where we are, so there's no reason why we can't do it.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah, there he is, Wayne Bennett. And we talk about that game in 1987. It went right over my head, the fact that he was co-coach with...
Assistant coach, or was he co-coach?
Co-coach. He and Don Ferner coached Canberra that year. Now, from memory, I think Wayne Bennett had an arrangement with Canberra that he would coach there, but if Brisbane got a team in the NRL, he could go home. And that's what happened, MG.
It certainly did. And, well, hasn't he been an ornament to the game as far as coaching goes? He's been fantastic for the game. Here he is, 32 years later, still applying his trade and doing it at the top level. You know, there hasn't been too many seasons that Wayne Bennett's not played finals footy, and there's got to be a secret to that. He gets it done. Everyone who plays under him usually has great things to say about him. He is a mysterious character. He's usually someone who's been around the game as long as him. You know everything about him, but that's far from the truth of Wayne Bennett.
Yeah. When you look at the two sides tonight, MG, obviously the Roosters, it's an all-star cast, isn't it? Obviously a lot of last year's premiership winners within that lineup, and the Rabbitohs obviously missing some key players, but you would think that, you know, if the Rabbitohs win tonight, I mean, the Roosters will all be about, you know, how they play their tactics and their strategy and if they, you know, and how they execute. For mine, the Rabbitohs tonight, it needs to be more about the emotion.
Yeah.
You know, he got it out of them in the second half last week. They need to take that attitude into tonight and make it more not about the strategy. They need to slow the game down. They need to not allow the Roosters to get into their rhythm, and they need to make it personal.
I said last week if Rabbitohs beat the Roosters, would be their win of the year. Tonight, it's double that without Sam Burgess. If they win tonight, you know, I think this would by far be their best win of the year. You know, it's I think everything leads towards a Roosters victory. Sorry to say that, Tony, because I know you're such a Rabbitohs man, but I just think it's, you know, Keary's back. Keary's the man. Tonight, he's going to be their most dangerous player, so the Rabbitohs are going to watch him and watch him really, really closely.
All right, boys, we'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll analyse this game a little bit more. but it's the Rabbitohs Roosters live at the SCG across the Triple M network tomorrow. We're on deck. Dan's going to call Melbourne Raiders, and then we'll call Manly Cronulla all up into Sunday. So all those games on the Triple M network or via the app. So I'll take a break and come back with more as Triple M rocks the footy.
For Ream Hot Water, Triple M footy. Triple M rocks the footy. This half for Beaumont Tiles. Kick goals with Beaumont Tiles Trade Club.
And welcome back to the SCG Game 1 of the finals in 2019 as Triple M rocks the final series. We're back with the kickoff. It's only minutes away here at the SCG as Triple M rocks the footy.
This is Triple M rocking the footy next. Triple M footy. Let's go! For Ream Hot Water.
Welcome back. Well, the teams are about to come out onto the field, so we'll quickly go down to Reedy. Reedy, we'll come down to you. How's it look on the sideline?
Yeah, sensational down here, guys. The fireworks have gone off. The players are just coming up. Beautiful surface, and it's very still down here. No wind to speak of.
Righto, the boys have got the Rabbitohs side there for you.
Yeah. At fullback, Adam Dewey on the wings, Alex Johnson and Corey Allen in the centres. He's back. Jimmy the Jet, Roberts and Campbell Graham. Cody Walker, who will be captaining tonight in Sam Burgess' absence, is 5'8 with Adam Reynolds halfback. George Burgess is starting in the front row with Damien Cook and Liam Knight. John Sutton, Jaden Sewer and Cameron Murray are your back row. Ethan Lowe, Junior Totola, Tom Burgess and Mark Nichols form a pretty strong bench.
Yeah, there they are for Mongrel Boots, the red and green, the famous South Sydney Rabbitohs. Last won the premiership in 2014 up against their old rivals, who are the current NRL premiers. And a hot tip to go back-to-back. Here is Gerds with the Roosters side for Mongrel Boots.
Yeah, James Tedesco at the back, Daniel Tupou and Brett Morris playing his 250th games are the wingers. Latrell Mitchell and Joseph Manu are the centres. The halves, Luke Keary and Cooper Cronk. Up front, Jared Weir-Hargreaves and Isaac Liu with Sam Vera as a dummy half. The back row, Boyd Cordner, Mitchell Orbison and Victor Radley. On the bench, Angus Crichton, Zane Tedovano, Nat Butcher and Siwa Tekiahu.
And the referees for tonight's game, Jared Sutton and Adam Gee are the men in the middle. The first game of the finals, the Rabbitohs look set to kick off for this one. The fireworks are gone off. We've got Reedy on the sideline and fair dinkum. It's a decent crowd here.
Oh, yeah.
A beautiful night for rugby league at the SCG. We're not going to waste any more time. We're going to get underway right across the Triple M network as we rock the NRL for Ream.
Here we go.
For Maccas.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24-7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.